Biden's DHS expands temporary amnesty for 3.4K Sudanese nationals. By John Binder on March 2, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is renewing and expanding temporary amnesty status for more than 3,400 Sudanese and South Sudanese nationals living in the United States. On Wednesday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the temporary protected status, TPS, expansion, which works as a quasi-amnesty for foreign nationals who would otherwise be eligible for deportation from the U.S. More than 3,000 Sudanese nationals will be able to secure an 18-month TPS status that provides them with a work permit and shields them from deportation. Similarly, about 330 South Sudanese nationals will have their TPS status renewed for another 18 months. I have decided to offer temporary protection to Sudanese and South Sudanese nationals in the United States until conditions in each country improve and individuals can safely return, Mayorkas said in a statement. TPS serves as a quasi-amnesty for foreign nationals. Created under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1990, INA, that prevents deportations for those from countries experiencing famine, war, or natural disasters. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program as the Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden administrations have continuously renewed the program for a variety of countries. As of 2021, more than 400,000 foreign nationals live in the U.S. on TPS status. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.